station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody.
Heard with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, Iraq Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So sorry about the tardiness, but we had a little bit of mistake on my part and where I supposed to be. And anyway, so sorry about that. But thank you for joining us today. Of course, on 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us also from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Understandably so. Bahamians, many Bahamians, have expressed concerns about comments that have been made around the guilty plea and therefore conviction and sentencing of former Royal Bahamas Defense Force Chief Petty Officer Darren Alexander Roca. Comments being made about the Bahamas, about corruption in the Bahamas, and that kind of thing. Mr. Roca got sentenced to 4 years, I think it was. And he'd have some supervised release of 3 years. It's noted that he has a terminal illness. Men, I understand it to be prostate cancer. So we all got to continue to be vigilant about that. He had a forfeiture order against him of some $20,000. It had been recommended that he be given sent to a facility where his medical issue could be attended to. But his lawyer and prosecutors had some unsavory things to say about the Bahamas. It says, although Obat missions regularly intercept cocaine and other drug shipments headed to the United States, those seizures pale in comparison to the scope of drug trade through the Bahamas, which is in part enabled by corrupt Royal Bahamas police force and Bahamian officials, the indictment reads. But the suggestion was that, that Mr. Roca existed in an enabling environment, both in terms of his own organization and in terms of the political environment in the governing environment in the Bahamas. And those kinds of comments ought to trouble first, all Bahamians, first, but ought to trouble the government that are concerned with law enforcement in the Bahamas. And to me, the first thing you do when confronted with these kinds of statements and observations is to ask the question whether or not these statements are true. Do we have an amount of drug trafficking passing through the Bahamas that pales in comparison to what is caught? It's not true. Now, you know, if you don't catch it, you don't know how much it's getting through or not getting through. You don't even know that. So that's a statement they make. Based on what? You know, that's based on what? Based on what? You don't know. Because if you could know that there is an amount coming through that pales in comparison to what you seize, then you must have had some way to measure it. And if you could measure it, then how come you ain't pick it up? Okay. I mean, it could be an assumption, but you know, it can't be a statement of fact unless supported by evidence. And is what is happening, whatever the amount is, being enabled by significant corruption within the law enforcement community in the Bahamas, within the government structure of the Bahamas? Is that what is happening? The question is that so? Now, if you are Bahamian government officials, you want to speak to that. You want to, because you could say, well, one, there's nothing that we are aware of that tells us that this is a widespread problem, though we acknowledge that there is an issue and we are continuously doing what we're doing to try and address it, or we are going to, the Prime Minister at one point had said that he was going to have an investigation carried out that would leave no stone unturned. Is there an investigation being carried out that is leaving no stone unturned? Because then you could say that. He said, given having regard to the indictment in the first instance and now this successful prosecution, the investigations that we launched when the indictment happened is continuing, and this is where we are, and so forth and so forth. But you know, you want to speak to it because you can't just let it hang out there. Silence might mean complicity or agreement, or silence might mean you're so unsure you ain't even prepared to try and address it. But it warrants a response. Right? It warrants a response. This is not about, this is the Davis administration, this is the Menace administration, this is the, you know, this is about a public policy response to international commentary regarding the level and practice of corruption in respect of drug trafficking in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Okay, now, Chief Petty Officer Roca did not get, it appears, a very heavy sentence. He got 4 years. You know, and he was convicted, pled guilty. Now, what do you think that means for what was found out from him, you know, and so forth and so forth. This is, I think, a very serious matter warranting an appropriate response by the government. You know, what you think? This text says, ex-DEA agent Joseph Bongiovanni gets 5 years for helping friends dodge law, happening at the same time as Mr. Rogan. Yeah? You mean that the U.S. officials, listen to me, on drug trafficking is happening throughout the world. Okay, the Bahamas is not the only place that is blamed for either facilitation of or participating in the facilitation of drug trafficking. The United States of America continues to say that these drugs coming from South America are headed to North America, in particular the United States of America, where the demand for the drugs is. So if you successfully deliver drugs to the United States of America, then it is safe to assume you have American, right? So this is not a question of, okay, how guilty are we relative to anybody else? This is a question of us doing for ourselves what is necessary to ensure that our laws are upheld and that we are doing things that don't jeopardize our own selves. That's really what it's about. It's not about whether the U.S. thinks we're corrupt and therefore they're not corrupt and so forth and so forth. Please. There's not only Bahamian police officers get indicted. American police officers, Canadian, other people get indicted. But that doesn't give us comfort. We're trying to see what problem we have and what needs to be done with the problem we have. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Do you really think that the members of OPBAT that are not Bahamian would just sit by and without impunity allow a widespread amount of their Bahamian counterparts to sweep drugs and its movement in their jurisdiction under the rug? I would think not. So what are you saying? You're saying that maybe some of the American folk are participants in the process as well? You think so? That's what you're saying? Or what? What are you saying? So good day, Lang. Roko, was that only because of his illness? You think? I mean, I know the illness was a part of factoring in what would be done to him, but he pleaded guilty, and I understand that there was some discussion of a plea bargain happening, and you know, plea bargains are based on information shared that advances a prosecution. That's how it works. This says, you have the entire Caribbean that has been engaging in drug trade, human trafficking, any and all illicit acts that can be manipulated through the Atlantic Ocean or Caribbean Sea. I don't want the Bahamas alone bearing this burden. This isn't the question of the Bahamas alone bearing a burden, because the fact of the matter is you only can bear your own burden at any time. You can't bear anybody else's burden. It wasn't the Caribbean's person who was convicted. It was your person. It isn't another one of your the Caribbean's officers who is under indictment. It's your officer who is under indictment. It wasn't the drug trafficking taking place in the Caribbean. It was the drug trafficking taking place in your jurisdiction that is the issue. And so whether others are doing it, it is really not the issue for you. The issue is, what is it that you want to do about a situation that may be a problem for you? Let other people, other people can say whatever they want to say. The United States of America can say whatever it wants to say in respect of what is happening in the Bahamas with drug trafficking, your government system, et cetera. They can say that. You can't stop people from saying, talking about you. You can't stop people from saying what they say about you. The question is, what is it that you know about your own self? What is it that's happening with your own self? And what is it that you're prepared to do with your own self? If you assess, you know, this is a problem. It's not a widespread problem. It's a narrow problem. But even though it's narrow, it's got broad implications. You can do that. But don't fool yourself. Don't comfort yourself by saying, oh, well, you know, everybody else doing it and this one. Don't comfort yourself, or do not also allow people to define you by virtue of their own impressions about what is happening. Assess your own situation and define what you know and understand about your own situation, whether they like it or not. That's the best you can do, and be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. And being honest with yourself don't mean you automatically think you did something wrong, you're doing something bad, or you're terrible and this kind of stuff. Being honest with yourself is being honest with yourself. You know, we have a problem, but anything that's bad, that's on them. It's a problem, and this is what we're going to do about whatever size problem we have, assess we have. It's our country. We want to do what we want to do for us, for the good of us, while it helps other people and all that kind of stuff. Drug trafficking, corruption, and these kinds of things are not helpful to us. Not helpful to our economic prosperity, not helpful to our social cohesion, not helpful to our public health. It's a problem for us. We have a call on the line. I call it, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Hello? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience isn't needs. Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm joining us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us also on 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. You remember when this indictment first came out? The reaction to the indictment was really vigorous. You heard from the Prime Minister who indicated what would happen. You had a change of Commissioner of Police on the basis of it. You had calls to speak with the U.S. Embassy to find out what was known about this alleged Bahamian government official who could help facilitate this drug trafficking. You had commentary from the Minister of National Security. In fact, he appeared on this show to talk about the matter. And there was a rigorous set of activities in response to the indictment. The Prime Minister later on indicated that he thought that it could have been a matter of entrapment. Y'all remember that? And so, you know, there was a lot of, first of all, stunning, and then people were really reacting, and so forth and so forth. Now we have an actual conviction of one of the indicted. Right? And with a guilty plea. Whose difficult circumstances surrounding himself in the terminal illness he has and so forth, difficult. And so now what? Well, of course, there's more indictments to happen. I mean, more prosecutions to happen, and we don't know what the outcome is going to be in those situations. The thing about these things that involve government officials, so public officers, is that they tend to drum up reactions from other government of other governments, so that you can have in the instance of the United States, you can have them looking at you really cross-eyed and thinking, listen, man, what y'all doing down there? And, you know, we've seen some things happening in the world today by the United States of America in one instance using the premise of drug trafficking on the part of a national leader in Venezuela and an indictment of such a leader as a predicate to taking military action for the removal of that president. And so these days, cross-border criminal activity can have implications broad than be probably hitherto for thought. Is Texas? No, I'm saying that the statement by the attorneys painting a broad brush on the Bahamas law enforcement agencies is unfair, and I agree with you that it requires a response from our leadership team. Yeah, if the statement is not based on any evidence, then, you know, it could be unfair. You know, it could be unfair, but you can't stop people from saying what they say. And so the question is what you can do. What are you going to say about yourself? And that's what needs to be determined. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, man.
Hey, good, man. How are you?
I'm tip-top shape, man.
Super.
I just want to chime in on the corruption scandal, or at least the conviction of Mr. Roker, right? In the U.S., I think probably yesterday. Mr. Lang, I mean, you've been in Parliament before, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister or the Minister of Security, right? It's impossible for them to know every little thing that's going on in the country, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. That's unfair. That's not fair to say. It's fair. It's fair. They can't know everything that's happening.
No. And of course, everything can't be prosecuted, right?
Everything now, isn't going to be prosecuted because everything.
Yes. And then even if it's something you hear, it might be no evidence to support the claim.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, we have a security council that meets often, right?
Oh, the Bahamas?
Yeah.
No, we don't have a security council. Which way, you mean a national security council?
Yes, with the Defense Force, police, and those. They didn't meet okay. every week or every 2 weeks. Oh, no. Like that, right?
Okay, no, that's SATCOM. That's not the security. Well, the Bahamas cabinet has a security council.
No, I don't mean the cabinet.
Yeah.
The Defense Force.
Yeah, police. that group meets, the I Command meets regularly, I believe, yes.
Yes. Right. So if they meet regularly, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're discussing things that are nationally important, right?
Okay.
Agreed?
I would think so.
Yeah, because you have people around the round table, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is for me is this: if something comes to the air of the Minister of Education, the Minister of Finance, the Minister, whatever it is, right?
Mm.
They have a responsibility to bring these things to the forefront, right?
Mm.
And I think cause action to be taken if there needs to be action to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't agree. The defense counsel for Mr. Roker, right? He was saying something about the Bahamas, right? So he was in a moment of weakness, right?
Yeah.
I don't really buy that part of it. He had a moment of weakness, right?
Hmm.
And you can't come up. But there are instances, though, when I think the chief minister, which is the minister, the prime minister, right?
Hmm.
The minister of security or whoever it is, right? When action has to be taken. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They can't do everything. But mm-hmm. there are certain instances. We had an instance with the airport being invaded. They saying the USA and drugs have been coming through the airports for how many years? 3-4 years. What I'm saying is, right? I haven't heard about an investigation that has taken place to find out where the loopholes were.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a robbery where persons were killed, several persons many were killed. I haven't seen an investigation into that. We had the thing with the crypto Sam Bankman Fried. I can't remember the exact term, right? But what I'm saying is certain cases are of national importance, and our chief people have to speak on those matters. The U.S. It shouldn't be the USA reminding us of our transgressions or whatever we have, right? We should be getting updates and saying, look, you guys, this is the case, what happened here. This is where we at. You know, we had the guy said there's a member of parliament, a former member of parliament, who got bribed or something like that, right?
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that.
Well, okay. Well,
they indicated would be helpful in facilitating what they were doing. That's all they said.
Yeah. Okay, alleged, right? But see what I'm saying about the line, right? The Bahamian public needs to be updated on what the government is doing. The other day, Mr. Mitchell talked about some of the visas that we aren't getting anymore, and you raised an important point about that a couple of days ago, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the government is corrupt.
Yeah, but you want to know what is being. So, you have this thing standing out there, right? About your major airport being used for drug trafficking. You have indicted your police officers, and other Bahamians. So there's an indication that you may have a very real problem. But again, the prime minister indicated that this warranted investigations and that he said, and quote, no stone would be left unturned. So all you are saying now, I'm hearing, is let's get updated about where things are, about what is being done, about what we believe may be an issue.
A few years ago, I got a job as a general manager of this company, right?
Mm.
And I told the owner, I said, look, as I said, there are going to be some changes because I came in, and everybody has their different styles, right?
Mm.
People were stealing. They were fired. They were dead, right? But my point is this, You have to come to the people and say, look, you can't just leave it. Let's play it by ear, and let's hope things work itself out. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying who's corrupt, who's not corrupt.
Yeah.
But you have to bring the information to people so they know what's going on.
I got you.
I mean, that's why we put you there.
I got you. Appreciate you calling, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Right.
It says, Mr. Lang, I don't know if I'm making sense, but when Mr. Pintad made the allegations about the passport on the phone less than an hour, Fred was quick to make a statement. But since this statement by the USA Cricket, crickets, is all we got from this whole administration, well, maybe they are seeking to take the time to forge an appropriate statement. So, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We got to take a break for news. When we come back, We will continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com, app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Black World, Bamboo Shack, Bahamas, Air, The Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We have some callers on the line. Let's take the calls. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year, Mr. Lang.
And same to you, ma'am. Same to you.
Yes. I just heard the news now from last night. What is happening? I mean, I don't know if you could answer this question for me, but... I just want to ask what they're going to do about the officer, because what is good for the goose is good for the gander.
What do you mean?
In the Bahamas, one who is in America now,
which,
and the cases his court went up yesterday sometime. What they're going to do about that? I understand that they are asking the American government, what is good for one is good for all. They made the Bahamas shame. And so what they're doing? I just asking you a question.
No, the officer was he was sentenced to 5 years.
Huh?
He was sentenced. He was sentenced to 5 years. He's going to serve the 4A, and then he has 1 year supervised release. They asked for him to be able to serve his sentence in the Bahamas, but that was denied him. So he is going to serve that sentence in the United States of America.
Only 1 year?
No, four years and then 1 year, what they call supervised release.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel much better now, because if it was one of the other ordinary people, they would have to go and do what they're going to do in the Bahamas.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So So
I just wanted to understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
Be clear, okay? Thank you, and have a good day.
You're welcome. No problems. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. No? Okay. This text says, Lang, this PLP government has talked about 95% of the questions. About 95% of the questions Pintard has asked them, and the answer they give didn't make no sense. There's no one in the PLP government could stand up against the leader. Is that democratic? Well, you could answer the questions or you don't answer the questions, and then you have to just make your judgments about what it means that you did or did not answer the question. Okay? So, I mean, you know, these kinds of things are interesting in this way. So there's the governance aspect of it, the pure governance aspect, not the politics of it, just the pure governance aspect of it. Do we have a problem in the country with drug trafficking? You know, I'm a child of the 80s, meaning I came into my adulthood, late teens, then 18, in the 80s, the early 80s. And I lived in a Bahamas where drug trafficking was prolific, but it could be visibly seen. Anyone who is my age can tell you. The drug traffickers rode around in flashy cars. They wore flashy jewelry. They wore nice jewelry. They built nice homes. It was all over the place. You could see it. You could see that people were dealing drugs and they were manifesting the wealth generated from the dealing of drugs. So it wasn't even hard to convince anybody, and we knew what was going on in our community. Some of us, it was very close to home. So we knew what was going on in our community, and you could see that the trafficking was prolific. That's not happening today. Producer, I lie. It ain't look like that. Now, if a lot of drug trafficking happening today, it ain't happening as in the visible way that it was happening back in the 80s. Man, in the Christmas, you went in them stores and them drug traffickers, they were all through the stores, jewelry stores, buying Rolex watches, cash on the counter. The police officers were even, and you know the crooks. You know them, you saw them. You saw them hanging around the drug dealers, and you saw the, if what these American people are saying about trafficking in the Bahamas is taking place, we saw it manifested in the 80s. Maybe the drug dealers learned something and say, listen, man, you can't be visible in the thing like that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to find out what the Bahamas government is going to do about their assets. I mean, I don't know if you could answer that question.
Yeah, what the Bahamas is going to do about the assets? Sorry, say again, Mom. Okay, I missed that. Oh, okay. Well, the assets that were forfeited, I think if they were in the U.S. possession, they would remain in the U.S. possession, as far as I know. Because this wasn't a collaborative investigation, as far as I know. This was what the U.S. did. Because if it was collaborative, the Bahamian government officials and the police would have known. Remember, they were caught by surprise by all of this, just like everybody else. This text says, Mr. Lang, just to correct your statement, he will serve 4 years, followed by a term of supervised release of 3 years. Oh, it's 3 years supervised released? Oh, okay, thank you for that. Thank you. I thought I saw one. Thanks for that. I appreciate it. So he gets to serve 4 years, and then supervised release. All right. We don't have Eno on yet, eh? Oh, okay. Okay, good. No problems. So there's the governance aspect of it that speaks to what is actually happening and how we're going to deal with what is actually happening. And then there's the politics of it. There's the politics of it. Now I can tell you all, I can tell you all this, right? The Free National Movement, the Free National Movement's dealing with this has not been nearly as political, as I could imagine it could have been done by some political folk when they were in opposition. I can tell you that. If could you imagine police officers of this ilk getting indicted under an F&M administration and Bradley Roberts was the chairman of the PLP at the time in opposition? Oh, sugar. talk about an earthquake coming down on you. Huh? Bradley Roberts? Every rumbling and rumbling and somebody else dropped something inside my garbage bin. Blah, 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 blah. The FNM has not been near that on this issue. Not even close. I'm talking about the partisan politics of it now. And that's, you know, to the PLP's benefit, that's not happened. It's not been that. Not at all. Ian.
Yes.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm right here listening to you.
Ian, listen to me. Ian, let me tell you something. So you're going up a little, you're going up a notch in my book. You're going up a notch.
Did?
Yeah, let me tell you why. Can I tell you why? Let me tell you why, man.
Tell me.
Last time you were on, you talked about Joey's at the fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I was I was driving home last night, and the traffic was long.
Yes, yes.
So I said, you know, Chivago, why, rather than putting up with this traffic, why don't you just turn into Iowa Key, go get something to eat?
Right.
I didn't remember what name you called.
No.
So I called you. Did I call you not?
Yes, you did. I do remember that.
All right. And you know what I was feeling, Ian? I was feeling, man, I was feeling one delicious fried snapper. I really was, I was feeling for that. I was feeling that. So you gave me the name. I went to Joey's.
Yes.
As I was going in, I told him, I said, listen, man, I want me a delicious fried snapper, and I hoping you all deliver. I ain't interested in spending no money, and ain't getting what I... So I gone, they took me in, they sit me down in the back there. Nice space in the back, nice space.
Yeah.
And I told the waitress, Mel. You know Mel? Same thing.
I know Mel, man. Come on, man.
I said, listen, man, you all don't let me down. I really want Ian. First of all, maybe in 10 minutes, I got served. Maybe. 10, maybe 15 minutes. Okay?
Yeah.
Ian, listen to me, man. I sat, that, God is my witness, that had to have been one of the three most satisfying meals I ever had out in my life.
Come on, man.
No, man, listen to me. The fish, oh, sugar. Seasoned, fresh. Now, I ain't no parboiled fella when it comes to rice, so I would have preferred them to have given me Mahatma, but it was parboiled, but it was good. It tasted good. I still would have preferred them to give me the Mahatma rice, not no parboiled, but you understand parboiled. Some people just do parboiled. So I had me a fried jack, snapper, peas and rice, and plantain. And Ian, I promise you, I only send them people back bones. And I'm talking about every bite I took, I was thoroughly satisfied. I said, listen, man, if y'all could do this all the time, you ain't gonna worry about me. I got some people I can bring back here because I want them to have the experience I had.
Yeah, because it wasn't a one-off. Them all the time.
Well, I can find out, buddy, because you ain't got to worry about me. I came back. As I'm telling you, sugar, so I said, Ian going up a little notch in my book just now. I ain't get my bins yet. But he's going up a notch.
No, you don't get him yet.
He's going up a notch.
He's a traveling man.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just back on the block now. But listen here. I'm so glad that you said that. And I just want to let the people know, I ain't you to say that. I'm so glad that you said that because I want to be associated with companies that are doing well. And when I talk about the great things that they're doing, somebody can also come behind and verify.
That was a genuine experience. Right.
So I am happy about that, Mr. Chivago Lang.
No, that was...
But you and I got to go back there together, man.
That was a genuine experience, brother. That I enjoyed that. Oh, my goodness. I enjoyed that, man.
Man, that is so good.
The waitress come to pick up. My head wasn't done. I said, you won't cause a fight in here. No, ma'am.
Like
I said, no, man. You can't be messing with no man's head. His head. No.
Well, you carry on body.
What you got for me, Ian? What you got for me today? What you got for me today?
Yeah, man, ladies and gentlemen. I got to first introduce myself, man. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. I get plenty tours, eh?
Yeah.
You, I go on that place, I speak. Give me all your tours. Stop playing, yeah? You get any more left?
Anyway, listen here, man. I want to tell you about three companies. Well, I'll tell you about a little bit more than that, but three companies. Premier Clinical Lab. These are my clients. I've been working along with them for over 10 years. But I haven't done anything with them for a little while. But I spoke to Ms. Nairn, that's Patrice Nairn, and she says, Ian, I have to let you know, to tell the people that a lot of them don't know that we now are in Carmichael Road. So individuals, Premier Clinical Lab, they have two locations. One is on Collins Avenue, which I think a lot of you guys are familiar with, and the second one is on Carmichael Road. As a matter of fact, some guy called me this morning. I guess he heard me speak about labs in the past, and he said he wanted to do an STD test. So he was asking me where to go, and I sent him there this morning. Mm-hmm. So that's, let me give you the phone number, anyone who's interested. 325-2030. This is Premier Clinical Lab. 325-2030. 325-2030. If you're living in Nassau or you're flying in from the Family Island, it's a one-stop shop for all your testing needs. Whether you need to do STD testing, drug and alcohol testing, you need to go to Premier Clinical Lab. Never in the history of healthcare has it been so important to know your status. Do you agree, Mr. Shivago Lang?
Always know.
You have to know your status, man. So now you can get the six-panel STD testing, and this includes the comprehensive testing. You can get HIV, syphilis, hepatitis B, that's the surface antigen, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and trichomonas. You can have that right now at a discounted price. Now, I wasn't at liberty to get the final cost, but I'm telling you, it shouldn't exceed $100, $110. But this is very much needed if you're thinking about the safety of yourself. And I'm going to go a little bit off script right now and tell people, stop going off the fact that, my God, he's so handsome or she's so pretty. A lot of people are walking around with situations downstairs. A lot of people have STDs, which stands for, what's that stand for again, please, Shivago?
Sexually.
You see that, boy, Shivago? Like, Shivago's watching Jeffrey, you know. Sexually transmitted diseases. I'm right now, and you say, Lord, damn, they just don't feel right. Get a little chatting for a little while. If you're a woman or a man, and you say, this, I have a little bit of discharge or something, doesn't smell right down there. That is not normal, ladies and gentlemen. Go get yourself tested. One more time, the phone number, Premier Clinical Lab, two locations, Carmichael Road and Collins Avenue, 325-2030, 325-2030. And I just want to let you know, you can also get hepatitis A and C testing at Premier Clinical Lab. And plus, I want to let you know, if you need drug testing, like I said, for applicants or employees, you need to get it done right down there at Premier. They also offer in their drug testing cocaine, marijuana, opioids, PCP, methamphetamine, and all of this you can get done right there in a timely manner. Everything can be done, and you can get your results in under an hour. So that's great. You don't have to worry about that. You can also get your results stamped and sent to your insurance the same day. I think that's the guys, the most like and delivery drivers. Mm-hmm. They need to have that testing so they can deal with their passengers and so forth. So all the different testings you need, kidneys and every other test that you need which you have to report back to your doctor. You say, you know what, I'm going to take my prerequisite, and I'm going to take it to Premier Clinical Lab so I can get the testing done. You know what I like about
So if you want to know what your status is of your vitamins and minerals, you know, so you get that test, and then they can say you're vitamin D deficient or you're this, that, and that.
Oh, definitely, man. You go on to the easy part.
All right, well, but this is the part a lot of people need, so I make sure you mention it.
Yeah, man. They do that. But and along with them, what I like to say, remember back in the days, you had to be fasting all night, and then when you go to the lab, and then the lab are open late.
Mm.
So now you're dead hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Premier Clinical Lab opens early, so you can eat, get it done, mm-hmm. and then you can go ahead with your day.
How early they open?
I think they open up from 7 a.m. If I'm not mistaken.
That's good. Because waiting till 9 o'clock to eat for some people. That's a struggle.
People act like they ain't eating yet.
Yeah, that's a struggle.
Yeah, man. So once again, you need any of your testing done, something even for the kids to go back to school, or you have some kids who are going away to college, they need their testing done also. You want to go to the number one
lab on the island. That's Premier Clinical Lab. Patrice Nairn, that's my girl. Patrice, I don't want us to go missing like that, like how we've been going for a little while. But go down there. Let's say one more time. Carmichael Road and Collins Avenue, 325-2030. 325-2030. And that's a great lab to go ahead and get all your testing done. Tipsy Scoop. This is another thing I want you to try. Now, I want you to try this now. I don't know what you think.
Boy, you start off good now, so don't.
Yeah, oh, I'm going down here. It's all hang gliding and air balloons for me.
Okay.
You're trying to touch the sky. Tipsy Scoop, man. Tipsy Scoop. I don't know if you've seen it before, but it was a nice ice cream parlor. They like to use the word barler. Mm. It's a nice ice cream parlor that was located right across the road from the British Colonial Hotel. Well, if you haven't been there, you don't have to worry because they've moved. Mm. And if you have been and you say, Lord, where they gone to? Tipsy Scoop has moved. They've moved now to their new location, which is number 34 Delancey Street, just below Tasty Teas. Mm. So that's number 34 on Delancey Street, just below Tasty Teas. You want to check them out online? You want to go to www.tipsyscoop.com. You can check them out on Facebook as well.
Ian, you sound like, you know, you like to try and get me in trouble.
No, man. I want you to have a nice time. Whether you go with your buddies or you go with your family. Everything I talk about is family-oriented,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Tipsy Scoop. That sounds like they have a great rum cake. I mean, rum and raisin ice cream.
It's the Bahamas' first boozy ice cream parlor. Mm. And this company has an Italian origin. It combines traditional ice cream and sorbet flavors with different type of liqueurs.
Okay.
That's what you're just saying.
Okay. All right.
Example, now you could have your ice cream with wine. This is infused with wine, whiskey, bourbon, Hennessy, martinis, or tequila. How's that sound to you?
Well, I wonder if this might be an idea for them. I wonder if they got one guava duff ice cream. They put
guava duff, and then you throw your little rat on top of that. Mr. Marcos made you laugh, yeah? They got all them different type things.
Okay. Tipsy Scoops. Tipsy Scoop. On Delancey
Street.
Anything
you could imagine. Okay. Anything you could imagine, their mixologist can put together for you. Let me give you the phone number, man. The phone number is 802. No, I won't give you that number. That's the thingam number. That's the WhatsApp number. Let me give you this number. 603-1123. Okay. Now, the 10th person goes there and say, hey, we heard Ian and Chivago talking about this company on the show. Well, we're going to go ahead and do something special. Mr. Chivago Lang, I'm going to try to get you some nice vouchers for you to go there this weekend and check it out so you could talk a little bit more in depth about it next week after you've tried it.
I might be able to talk after I try it. I call Ian and say, Ian,
give me the gallon size.
Your boy,
And he goes, like, come here, bust right up. No, man. No, but you can have it infused or you can have it regular.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
super. Tipsy, I'm going to try them. I love sorbet, whatever they call it.
So if you're having an event, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go there and pick up their prepackaged sorbet and ice cream packages.
Mm.
Its authentic combinations will leave your guests in awe, telling you. So Tipsy Scoop, they even offer cake. So you can pay $250 for that package, and that could serve up to 10 to 12 people. So that's great after you have the party or an office party. Well, of course, if your work done done, you won't get infused ice cream.
Okay.
You can go ahead and reserve the ice cream card if you'd like to, if you're expecting a larger crowd, so that's good. And you can even go ahead and book their service. So, you know, you can go ahead and you say, listen, you don't want self-serve. Can you send us some ice cream and the sorbets to your guests?
Okay.
So that's
my mommy, if my mommy was alive and I would have bring her to Nassau, she'd come to Nassau on occasion. I definitely would have taken her to Tipsy Scoop. You know what my mommy's favorite ice cream was?
What's that? Tell me.
Rum raisin.
That's my favorite, too.
Yeah, my mommy, boy, she loved rum raisin.
When I was young, I used to like chocolate ice cream. As I got old, I don't like it. Because ice cream is really make you feel thirsty at the end.
It's the sugar that makes you thirsty, really.
Sugar
and salt. Sugar and salt makes
you. You see that?
Yeah, but you know, me. Anytime you see me go to an ice cream place, basically, uh-huh. you see me go there. You could bet your bottom dollar I'm ordering butter pecan.
Mm.
That's my.
I used to like that back in the day.
That's my all-time favorite ice cream.
That's your go-to.
That's my go-to, bro.
That's your first.
There's a place in in Florida. It's it's Palm Beach, past Palm Beach and them. I drive 45 minutes every time I go there.
You are a you are a loyal customer.
That brand, that is an excellent ice cream, man. Excellent. Honestly, brother.
No, not at all.
Okay.
But it's so funny that you said that. There's a lot of people who feel the same way about Tipsy Scoop after they got introduced to that in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
They say they say Ian, you know, you guys go pick up the girls and they go driving on Sunday. Let's go for ice cream and pass by this place and that. But this is their thing. They go by Tipsy Scoop and they get it. Like I said, you can get a virgin order or you can get one infused with alcohol. It's so different. That's what I like about it.
Okay.
And so many people I see online are bragging about all the different flavors and what they've done.
I'm curious. I'm definitely curious.
Yes. So someone had a spiked hazelnut coffee infused with tequila. And that person said, man, Ian, I can't even tell you. I can't even describe that. So they're killing two birds with one
but
stone.
But you are not good for the Bahamas, Ian.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah, man. You're influencing people.
Life is short. If you want to treat yourself, I didn't tell you to have it every day.
I'm going to Tipsy Scoop. Tell him I'm coming. Not today.
You go to Tipsy Scoop for lunch. You get one. You say, give me one Guinness and that. Go back there.
You go there after you have had a good meal. And that way absorption. It'd be okay.
Man, listen here. I go down there and I have myself a ball. I carry some for my niece and nephew them. And they just love it. Not the ones with the alcohol now. They were just the normal ones. This is what I want to mention. They've got a strawberry white sangria sorbet. That's infused with white wine, and it's to die for. And if you are someone who's a vegan, they got vegan and dairy-free ice cream and sorbets as well. Fresh-tasting, slightly tart flavor, loved by all. It's loved by everybody. Also, they've got a corporate gift package that's only $100. And you can send them out to your clients, and plus it includes custom packaging. So that's a wonderful thing. They also have, you can choose from six different specialties. So that's $22. You get a free glass with that. It's included is a keepsake souvenir. So that's really, really good. So you want to do something different. You want to go down there and get regular ice cream or sorbets or sundaes along with other orders that don't include alcohol. You want to go to Tipsy Scoop. It's a great place for family, friends, and their little ones. It's a great experience, and be brand new to you guys, but a lot of people already been there and tried it. I want you to go there and check it out. Reach out to them, especially if you guys have a store, a little mom-and-pop store, and you say, you know what? I tried that before. I'd like to carry the brand. Mm. They also can wholesale the brand to your company. That's a wonderful thing.
We're going to have to wrap up soon, Ian, but let me tell you something now.
Yes.
Joey's going to have a problem. They're going to have a problem because people texting me, asking me for Joey's location. Okay?
You better go there.
Tell them the liver.
Yeah.
It's on, people who are texting, it's on Arawaki. That's all I can tell you. The rest of y'all folks on Arawaki may want your mentions. Listen, man, you can call Ian or you can call me and we'll mention you. But I only mentioned in my experience. And I'm telling you all about my experience.
Right.
Don't go to them people's place and talk about, I had the same experience. You can't taste for me and I can't taste for you, but I know you good can, tasting food.
You got that right. How much time are we looking at right now?
How much more? But we got to take a break then. If you still...
Let's take a break.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back with Mr. Marketer himself, the man, Ian Thompson. We'll be back after this break.
You're not alone. You feel like you make it down the same road.
Bahamian voters, listen up. The Parliamentary Registration Department is running voter verification right now. It helps keep the voters' register accurate and secure so every eligible Bahamian can cast their vote confidently. This is your chance to make sure your information is correct and up to date. Bring your passport and voter's card to your nearest verification center and make sure your voice counts this election. One Bahamas, one vote, verified.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital, dating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust.
money, at work.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no jobs. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Popeyes is crushing your Super Bowl party with this tailgate special. For a limited time, purchase 18 pieces of flavored wings for just $20. And you have a chance to win a brand new 70-inch TV with soundbar. Mix and match three flavors, ghost pepper, sweet chili, or honey pies wings. Bring the heat, the crunch, and the win. So hurry in today. 18 wings for just $20. And you could score a brand new 70-inch TV with soundbar.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Z Live, Ian. Ian, I don't want your mommy getting upset with me calling you, Thompson, man. I don't want your parents.
I don't want your parents
getting upset with me, man.
I gotta do my own.
No, man. I'm the Ian Thomas people. Thomas. I'm so sorry. Don't. But I don't want nobody come check. But you trying to say something, but my son, my child, I ain't know.
But hey, guess what? I know Ian Thompson though.
I know me too. But that's all right. You're rich people got to sort it out for the rest of us, man. Sort it out for the rest of us. Okay.
So we
got Tipsy Scoop. And we got the clinic. Yeah. We got the clinic. What's the clinic again?
Premier Clinic.
Clinical Labs. Okay. Yeah. Now what?
I got to tell you, if you individuals, man, listen, yeah, I bought in a car from the United States. Mm-hmm. It was a MASH car. Mm. I said, Lord, I got to get this car fixed. Mm. So I let my body guy, he did the body work on the car, did a pretty good job. But he said, the headliner came down because the airbags had deployed. I was scrolling on Instagram, saw a company, just called. I said, this young guy, I said, Lord, I don't like too much young people doing certain things because I know if you do it properly. Man, this young guy surprised me so much. Mm. His company's called Bounce Back. It's called Bounce Back Crew because he worked with all, because he has different guys. Bounce Back. This guy is a nice, young, Bahamian guy, and he is so smart, so articulate, so wise in what he does, and he does excellent work. Mm. He says, the company specializes in headline replacement. That's what I got done. They also clean your car engines for you. They do interior and exterior detailing, headlight restoration. You know, sometimes when your car, you can't see far because the head, your headlight is all dim and
foggy,
and all,
foggy yeah.
And every day. Mm-hmm. They bring it back like new. They do key programming and diagnostics. That's those cars with the key fob, mm-hmm. or key fob is called fob or fob. Anyway, when with those cars that you press the key and then you said, Lord, this ain't working no more. It needs to get the computer on it. They also do that. Seat belt and airbag deployment. Just like I just said, mm-hmm. if your seat belt's not working, that's what happened to mine. Your seat belt's not working. It's stuck in a position.
Yeah, you know when you're pulling it, but it won't go further.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's locked in.
That happens
too. Come out.
Yeah.
So they can do all that. They do window tinting. He did that for my car too. And I just sent him to my neighbor there also, because my neighbor had bought a new car, but the tints were too dark, and he was getting tired of getting pulled over by the police. Mm-hmm. So he says he went ahead, they tore off the old tint and put the new tint on it.
Put regulation tint in.
Regulation. You got it.
Listen to me, Ian. Don't lie. This is make you mad, eh? When somebody does something, you want to row them, but you want to see their face, but their tint dark. It's like, it's hurt your feelings.
You said, look at me when I tell you, but you're here. Do window tinting, audio installation, and so much more. And when I say so much more, I'm talking about they do AC gas up. I didn't need that, but I know somebody who needs that. I'm going to call my boy and tell him about that. All right. I talked about the seatbelt. They fixed the seatbelt. Detailing, brakes, they need to check my brakes on this Jeep. The brakes, they need to they change your brakes. They can come and service your car. Or if you just bring it there, they say don't worry about it. They can get the service kit for your car, and then they'll have someone drop it off.
You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Yeah, you don't have to go all over the place trying to get service kits done.
Okay.
You also can do the seat repairs, tint, headlights, all that wonderful stuff. You want to go ahead and give them a call, and it is 357-5849. Bounce Back Crew, 357-5849, and they do all those things from AC gas up and service your car and seatbelt details. They're located in the east, so if that's more attractive for you people who live in the east, they're located in the east, and you get your car back that same day. None of this stuff requires your car sleeping over or sleeping out of your yard.
Ian, I have a question for you. This person say Chivago, does this marketing guy cover Freeport? Ooh, listen.
Yep. Come on, man.
Listen.
I cover Freeport. I got plenty Freeport clients.
Okay.
Plenty Freeport clients. So please, ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. 552-0212. I just got to say this last thing before I go, Chivago.
Okay.
People have been writing me right now while I'm on the phone. The Cayenne liquid drops, they are here now. They are $34.95. As you guys know, that is great for your skin, for your bones, for blood flow, all that great stuff. They also have the Jimarito Eye Honey for your vision. If you're dealing with glaucoma or cataracts, it helps you with restoring your vision. That's $75. And also to grow your hair, some of you people you get alopecia, or you women you want to grow your edges back because you lost that or whatever it is, your hair thinning. You can get the minoxidil for $34.95. These great deals are happening. You want to give me a call, Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212, 552-0212. And don't forget, I know what y'all want. Y'all want that bully pill. Y'all want that bully pill. I hear y'all talking. Why does man ain't talk about the bully pill? Get the bully pill right now. You're going to have a nice, strong erection.
Nah.
Just like when you were back in the day. No more dealing with, oh, Lord, this ain't where you... Lord, I got to call this woman back because this ain't... Oh, Lord, my husband, Jesus, Mr. Thomas's man, he ain't nothing happening in that bedroom. Listen, you want a nice, strong erection. You want to bring that relationship back in the bedroom with you and your partner. Call, get the bedroom bully pill. The bully pill, it's only $55 for 5 pills. Get it right now, 552-0212, 552-0212. Mr. Chivago Lang, how you doing?
Man? I'm good. Listen, you can go now, but call me because we got to talk about Monday mentions.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Monday mentions, your clients may just want a mention on a Monday. Good deal to get a mention. They ain't going to get a talk, they get a mention. Monday mentions, we can talk about it right here on Z Live.
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, Chivago Lang, thank you once again for entertaining me.
Anytime.
Hey, listen, I love you guys. Drive safely. Have a great day. Pick up the phone. Call someone.
Yes, yeah, yes.
I love you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Tell them they can tell Joyce they can see me soon. I promised them I would mention them because I we just talk bad, but people when they don't do a good job, when they do a good job, we should talk about.
Hey, I'm gonna live by that today. I'm gonna write that down. Definitely.
Yeah, man. All right.
Have a great day, man.
You too, my friend. Thank you. I want to ask you a question. What could a member of parliament mean when the member of parliament say, if they don't give it to Clint, they have to face me? What you could be saying to your own political party, what that means? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm good. You have an answer for me, what that mean? The man say, listen, if they don't give it to Clint, they got to face me.
Say what? No, I ain't talking about that. I want you to interpret something for me.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
But I don't understand.
Okay, ma'am.
But the director of immigration said the officer has been fired,
mm-hmm.
and the police does not have to do any further investigation. What do you mean by that? What that means?
Well, the police only investigates a matter if it comes to their attention as a criminal. Potential criminal activity. So, if it's not an indictment, somebody could choose not to prosecute. They could choose not to file a complaint, etc. And so the police don't take it up. Now, if the police observe the crime themselves, then the police could do something about it.
Yeah, man, it was on the news. You heard the recording with the fella begging the.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody know. I don't want no further investigation.
I am with you. I don't understand that either. If the matter was a criminal, indictable, a criminal offense, and the police knows about it, and the police is listening to news just like the rest of us, I would be surprised that the police will not take the matter up. I would be surprised.
You don't have to investigate no more. You shouldn't have to tell. That is your job to tell the police what they're supposed to do.
Let me tell you all something. Let me tell you all something now. See, I am not one of those people believe there's broad base and corruption in the Bahamas and that everybody involved and so forth. But let me tell you something. If you see Trini people doing some things, child, they ain't picked that up on their own.
No. That come from the top straight
but
up.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Trini people, you know, if you want to know the culture of your organization, you check people you just recently employed and see how they behave just a few weeks or so or months after they come into your organization. They tell you a lot about the culture of the organization by their behavior. Whether they come early on time, whether they slack off and all that kind of stuff. They are picking up and absorbing the culture.
Yeah, I know. Because in my department, the minister used to meet with all this custodial staff first thing in the morning to get all the news on what's happening in his ministry on a daily basis.
Okay.
They had more power than everybody else in the office.
Thank you, Mom. Appreciate your calling. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Minister.
Yes, hey, what's going on?
Everything called Papa here.
Hey, man, Papa.
I want to answer the question what you say, what you think he meaning.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Outgoing member.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Huh?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, you know, I blind. I got to keep focused. So I can forget what a caller say.
Okay.
You say it's bad. It's good to. We always complain when something go bad or something.
Right.
But listen to me. I want to suggest them, and I can suggest the owner that they do commercial on your radio station. But I had some good food. Whosoever was the cook in the kitchen, I think they should not just get a raise, but be treated right, like how they supposed to be treated. But, you know, when you enjoy some good food, that good green peas and rice or that dry pigeon peas, you know, that good rice, no hard parboiled rice, nice rice,
and stuff like that.
That's good. That's good. The place named Good Food right there on Soldier Road.
Okay. So but you get, why you getting them free thing? I'm like that.
You know, and I see if I get them to do them for my
I got you. Thank you, man. Good. What is it called? Good Food?
It named Good Food on Soldier Road.
All right. Thanks, Papa.
Yeah, listen. Hold on. I'm going to tell you what
that means. Yeah, yeah. Tell me what that means.
What I think he meaning. Listen to me. A lot going on right now. I'm talking about a whole indictment on the Bahamas, talking about our officials, was our government, the party, the PLP, is getting ready for a big party, a slam down tonight. Mm. I think the man, when he said that, you know, when Cameron, I don't know how all y'all humans go, but I try to put myself in people's position. Sometimes when you see these people say things to them, they really ain't thinking, you know, they really embarrassed, frustrated, or just ain't thinking right to say the right things to them. And he talking about what's the road and all that stuff. I think he just shame, man.
Because
to get there. You know, that's craziness. If you know politics, nobody got to go through him. I mean, and I don't know
But think about this. There's a sitting member of parliament who has admitted to wanting to run again, but whose seat is being vied for by other people. So he essentially been constructively fired from being a member of parliament or candidate for the party in the next election.
So you see why I say it's a big embarrassment, a whole embarrassing thing. It's shame. I mean, and I can't say what he really think it, but maybe if I was him and stuff like that, and my party doing me that way, maybe it's deserving. I don't know whatsoever they do it, but publicly, you know, the PLPs try to keep the problems privately and deal with it inside. Well, when you see it happen like this, and it's in the first time, or it ain't going to be the last time, it happened like that. People just, you know, it'll be out of control. People don't deal with you. You know, you feel like, yeah, you're a PLP, you shouldn't be treated that way. But when you get the leadership and respecting you and stuff like that, I guess you got to make the best of it.
Which, only
him as an MP, you know how much constituent or how you say it, supporters or PLP supporters, them feel the same way, like, you know, either the party being hijacked or something, or they, as PLP supporters, either even getting respected. Like, it's a new thing going on. A bunch of embarrassment. I think he's shame, man.
So, and his seat is, he is the member of parliament for
Southern Shore.
For Southern Shore, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's something.
Tell me something, what the difference with the boss and the man from the Tribune, who owned the Tribune, the partnership in the Tribune, when he say he say he it could be conflict of interest, so he'd give the seat back up, or he ain't won the nomination no more.
Well,
I thought as long as you declare to the government what you're doing business with the government, everything cool. Or if it's something like that in Sebastian, the web shop owner, they have a lot of business doing with the government through PPP and stuff like that. Keep up the good work. I think he's shame, Minister.
Thank you, brother.
Doing good food right there on Soldier Road.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. Okay, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Brother Line.
Yes, sir.
How you do?
Good, man.
I want you to ask me that same question you asked.
The one about Leroy Major?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. What? Why would he say something like that? If they don't give it to Clint, then they have to face me.
Well, they're going to have to face him.
Mm.
Let me say this.
What you mean they ain't giving it to Clint?
I said they will have to face him.
They ain't giving it to Clint?
Sir, listen to me.
They are not giving it to Clint.
You read this and then you come with it. Let me say this to you. Mr. Leroy Major.
Uh-huh.
The member of parliament for Sutton Shore.
Uh-huh.
I voted for Leroy Major in the last election.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before I move into where I live now.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Leroy Major will go down in history as, if not one of the worst PLP member of parliament in this sensation.
He was bad?
Name one thing. Leroy Major did in Sutton Shore. You heard that he didn't.
No, first of all, brother, I'm not in Sutton Shore, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Mr. Major just come on the radio the other day, talk with they'll have the answer to him. He just gave out ham and turkey for the Christmas.
I heard him. Boy, okay, that's an expense.
But let me say something.
What you mean is foolishness? He didn't give out ham and turkey?
Yeah, he gave out ham and turkey, but 4.5 years you just bragging about ham and turkey?
He didn't give it an arm and turkey
before they was elected.
Okay.
But let me say this. If I was Mr. Leroy Major, I would walk on very, very thin
okay.
ice. Okay. Because
I got you, brother.
No, let me just say this before I go, sir.
Okay.
PAIC. And that's it.
Okay, thank you, bro. Appreciate you calling me. I have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good day, Line.
Mm-hmm.
The word is entrapment. How you feel about the person who made that statement when this indictment came out?
Well, he's a lawyer. He has a point of view about it, and maybe, you know, that's his point of view.
That person occupies the OPM, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now with Leroy Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Major.
Leroy Major.
Mm-hmm.
The indictment said that Leroy Major was in court yesterday in New York.
Not Leroy Major.
Leroy Major, that's what Dwight read this morning. I want to know because I know...
No, man, not this Leroy Major who's the MP for Sutton Shore. So we know that's not so.
We ain't know where he could be, you know, but...
We know that's not so. Come on, we know that's not so. Okay, let's move on. This says Leroy Major, they done fire him while he is still in the seat. He means he will run independent and split the PLP votes. You think so? Say, Donnelly Penn, FNM will slaughter them anyway, it appears, says that texter. So this Dwight saying, what the? Am I know? I try. Dwight, you ain't tell me nothing. I know. I don't hear you nothing on your show about that. Boy, listen, that's why you guys stay in the know, eh? Say, Julian, the PLP turn on its own. Man, if the PLP has essentially said, Leroy Major, you ain't running for us no more. That ain't turning on your own like that no more. He just decided. They finished with that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Brother Line.
Yeah, hey.
That gentleman just now who said that Leroy Major was in court.
Man, we know that ain't true. I don't have to waste time with that. You know, you heard me dealt with that. That's a waste of time, man. There's nothing to talk about with that. That's nonsense talk. Nonsense talk. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good, ma'am. How are you?
All right. If that junior immigration officer was fired,
mm-hmm.
who fired him? And if he was fired, the director of immigration should be fired by the minister.
Why?
Why?
I'm asking you why.
Be-
because of all the corruption and immigration.
No, no, that's not how it works. No, no. If somebody does something individual in your organization, while at the as the head, you have to take responsibility because it's your organization. You can't be blamed for every individual thing that someone in your organization does. That's not fair. This says Leroy Major's consul general in New York, in the Bahamas, embassy. Well, there's not an embassy in New York. There is a consul general in New York. The embassy is in Washington, and every country has only one embassy in any other, in any country. All right, says, is he talking about Darren Roker? Wow, I mean, I don't know. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yeah, see, you straighten it out, yes, nah, man. That's a different Leroy Major.
Okay, but hey, see.
Remember the 300ZX, the Broncos, the Scarab, and
you remember? You remember? Rolls Royces.
Presidential watches.
Remember all the Ninja bikes?
Ninja bikes, yeah, the big Italian biscuit chains.
Yeah.
And the ring on every finger.
And all the girls riding the fancy cars and all this.
Right. And presidential Rolex would cost 20 plus grand cash out of John. But the Leroy Major, the other one in certain delusional. Yeah, he didn't get this from the party. They didn't kick him to the curb. Now he's dead embarrassed, like Papa say, talking all day before this is what he had. Aunt Ellison Welch came home and take Irania for 25 years. And when he went independent against Brandon McCartman, he got beat.
Harmon Tegi should not be your boast about what you're doing as an MP.
That's right. You should be ashamed to say that. And then you take the same constituency money, buy that, give it back to the people in Brighton. But that, man, come on, man. Get out of town. All right, boss.
Okay, thank you, brother. Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you joined us today. God spare us life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. You all have a fantastic, fantastic remainder of the afternoon. God bless.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Hungry? Well, Burger King Nassau is turning up the flavor at a great price. The King Meal Deals give you big taste, value, and options for just $5.50, including VAT. Love that BK Flame Grill beef? Grab a Rodeo Burger Jr. served with crispy fries and a drink. Or if you like chicken, go for the Rodeo Crispy Chicken Jr. or the 6-piece nugget meal, also with fries and a drink. One price, tons of choices, and flavor that hits every time. The King Meal Deals are only $5.50 at Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.